Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You couldn't play Whitey ball today. The ballparks are smaller. Everybody hits home runs. It wouldn't work like that today. You couldn't do that.
Yeah, you probably couldn't do that. The legendary White Rat, Whitey Herzog, dead at the age of 92. We have a loaded, jammed show today. Fred, I know you're going to have some reaction to the news because you're such a loyal Cardinals fan. I wanted to start here this afternoon, and Cusumano's going to weigh in on this a little bit later as well, even though he joined us yesterday. But our own Tom Ackerman from the Cardinals Radio Network and Cam Wex is with us as we get started. And Tom, obviously, you know, he's 92 years old. You knew this day was going to come, but man, it still hurts here in St. Louis, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, he was such an incredible presence in this community. And up until just recently when he was really struggling, he actually was very present. I mean, he was still going to events. He was coming on the air. He was talking about baseball, and his mind was so sharp. And, you know, the last time that I spent with him, I listened to him talk about how he thought that, you know, more Cardinals should develop a changeup. And he was breaking down the pitching staff, and he was watching all the games, and he was just, you know, full of life. So it's really hard to have today. I mean, he was an incredible presence in the Cardinals community, and we miss him dearly.
You know, that era in the 80s, and I got very lucky because I moved here in 1979, and it was just incredible. You know, 82 with the series, and then obviously two more that he should have won. But that era, especially coming out of the 70s, Tom, of Cardinals baseball, I think really changed the entire future of the club.
Yeah, he did. He revived the Cardinals franchise. He came in 1980 to join a team as the field manager in the summer of 80, but then he became the general manager, and he wanted to build a team and put his stamp on it, and he built a team. I mean, the 1982 Cardinals were built by Whitey Herzog. He went out, he recruited Ozzie Smith to come to St. Louis. He knew that he had a need for a closer, so he went out and he got Bruce Sutter to come to St. Louis, and he built a team that had outstanding defense. He already had Keith Hernandez, one of the best defensive first basemen ever, at first. He had Tommy Herr at second, Ozzie at short. He had Kent Overkill at third. He had a great outfield. He had the young Willie McGee. He had the MVP of the World Series, Daryl Porter. He had a good pitching staff. And then, Mark, the 85 team was an even better team. I mean, that is one of, in my book, top five Cardinals team of all time. And that team was picked last in the NL East.
Wow.
And all he did was go out and double down on Whitey ball, which he didn't call it that. We did. But he took this team with pitching, defense and extreme speed. And he added Vince Coleman, who came up because Tito Landrum got hurt, and Coleman never went back to the minors, and the Cardinals just outran everybody. And it was an exciting brand of baseball that, as you mentioned, probably should have won the World Series if Vince Coleman, let alone the Don Dinkinger call, if Vince Coleman doesn't get run over by the tarp, the Cardinals probably win the 85 World Series. And in 87, they were all banged up, and they still took the Twins to Game 7. It was quite a run for Whitey Herzog and the Cardinals of the 1980s, who, aside from the early 90s, when Whitey stepped away and the team under Joe Torre did not have the resources that it had enjoyed before, that was a brief time. But before that, he was great. And after that, the Cardinals were great. So I really think that Whitey revived this Cardinals brand that we enjoy today.
It was always amazing to me. You know, I had met him on a couple of different occasions. I actually always wanted to talk fishing with him, and it was difficult to do that. I remember a couple of years ago, I was up in a suite with Whitey and some Hall of Famers, and I had a great conversation with one of Whitey's good friends. But Whitey, and you referenced this, Tom, he was watching the games. He was always concentrating on the games.
Yeah, he knew the game inside and out, and he loved all sports, and he did that in everything. He immersed himself. You know, I remember sitting next to him at the Bragging Rights game, Mizzou, Illinois, and he broke the game down. He was a great basketball player growing up, and so he loved basketball, but he had interest in a lot of different sports, not just baseball, and really enjoyed the strategy of the game, the leadership of the game. But you're right, Mark. I mean, he definitely felt like an approachable person. He was like everybody's dad. You know, he was. You wanted to go have a beer with him. You wanted to go fishing with him. You wanted to talk ball with him. And he was a St. Louis guy. Grew up in New Athens, Illinois. Lived most of his life during and post-baseball here in St. Louis County. He just loved being part of this community. He was very present when it came to events. You know, he did not shy away from going to an event, answering questions, being on stage. As much as he was a great baseball man and manager, I think his post-managerial career was just as important because he kind of bridged the generations together. You know, I mean, everybody kind of felt like they were all in on Whitey ball, even if you didn't grow up with it, like you and I did.
You know, you mentioned Illinois, and Fred, you'll find this interesting. Our friend Joe Arnold down in Louisville, who's a big Cardinals fan, yeah. You know, we have Scott Jennings and Joe kind of break things down because they're such big fans. And he said this, he sent me a message, as a Belleville native, I can attest to the strong connection the Metro East made with the Cardinals because of Whitey growing up in New Athens, and Red, of course, was from Germantown. So, you know, that may have kept some people from being Cubs fans over there across the river. But Tom, how do you honor the legend? If you're the Cardinals, I bet there's meetings going on right now about this. How do you honor the legend that is Whitey Herzog at Busch Stadium and with these fans and this team now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, his number is retired, and I think that you honor him with a patch on the uniform, yeah. And you talk about him and remember him as being a huge part of what you do. And, you know, maybe the Cardinals will draw some inspiration from that. It has been a very, I feel like we've had to ask this question, unfortunately, often over the last several years. You know, we've lost so many of our legends that it is, you know, there's two things. There's sadness, but there's also the memories and how grateful we are to have been surrounded by so many great people. So I think what he would want us to do is to talk baseball. He'd be like, yeah, all right, yeah. Let's talk about the club. You know, he always wanted to talk about the team, and he always had a thought about the team, and was very, very involved in. And, you know, players would come to him. I mean, Adam Wainwright just tweeted earlier today that Whitey was his friend and was somebody that he could lean on and was always offering advice or was there. You know, then for us at KMOX, you know, for going all the way back to the beginning of his career as a manager, Jack Buck thought the world of him, and we always knew that Whitey was a phone call away. If we had a question, if we wanted to have him on the air, he was instant offense for us, just like his teams were.
Well, Tom, you did a great job here as a tribute to Whitey. And for those people just tuning in, Whitey Herzog did pass away at the age of 92. We'll see what the Cardinals do. The patch really has to be done, and I hope you're right about drawing inspiration moving forward. So, Tommy, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mark, I appreciate it. You know, it's been quite the day, and he was a really great friend, and I'm very sad today, but it has really been therapeutic to be able to talk about him in this way. So I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Take care, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye. Fred, I bet you have some, you've got some stories, right? I don't want to short sell your reaction to this because you've been around KMOX for so long and, you know, you remember the 80s. But
yeah, I was there, you know, at 80. I started in 82.
Oh, wow.
You know, right at that time. But funny thing is that my best memories of Whitey come after his retirement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My son Noah worked at the Sunset Country Club as a server in the restaurant, and that was real close to Whitey's house, and Whitey would be there a lot.
Aww.
And he, Noah, who doesn't know anything about Whitey, he's like, I met this really great older guy, and he started telling me these stories. And so he just had these great stories of how Whitey would just sit there and talk to people about
that's great.
The legendary
teams
and just talk baseball with people that would come to eat. So that's one great memory I have of him. I guess one of my favorite pictures, I think I texted you to you earlier, was last year we saw him out, or my sister-in-law saw him outside the Twisted Tree
look at
restaurant.
That
was on social media. It's so cute.
Sitting with holding his Cardinal bat cane.
So cute.
Yeah. So it's, you know, he was just, you know, legendary general manager for what he did in the short time that he was there. Historic regular season manager for what he did with the Cardinals and the Royals, and just an even better person.
Well, and this was 82.
Sitter from the belt to the plate, a swing and a miss, and that's a winner! That's a winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
And Tommy talked about, you know, 2005. I don't know that he's wrong about the assessment of the quality of that team.
Well, basically, 1985 was a special year. We had lost Bruce Sutter to free agency to Atlanta. We never replaced him. When we went to spring training, I was supposed to be the first guy fired. We were supposed to finish last. Yet we end up winning 101 ball games, losing 61. Could have won the World Series in six games. We didn't score much. I mean, runs, we only scored 14 runs.
Oh, painful. Should have won the World Series. That's amazing, though. Pick last. I think I had forgotten that little tidbit. So, Whitey Herzog, and we will continue to offer some memories of Whitey as we go through this afternoon. We have Cusumano in the next hour. Dan O'Neill, who covered the Cardinals for many years at the Post-Dispatch, is going to weigh in. And we have, Sue, I have this story. You know, we just had Kenny Wallace on last week, but I get sent this video before I had even seen Kenny share this story about, not making this up, a man who literally just walked into his house yesterday. Someone who was a
fan. Someone walked into Kenny's house.
Right now, his door was open because the dogs were out. But when you hear this story, more interestingly, Kenny's reaction to the story is quite fascinating. But I also would point out that he's going to have some great memories of Whitey Herzog as well a little bit later in the show. All right, we're off and running here for a Tuesday edition. Will Scharf, one of President Trump's attorneys, he's running for attorney general, is coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I just want to go on the record here after the announcements yesterday as saying that I might actually be enjoying the new Bunny Oreo more than my daughter.
Love this.
Yeah. I'll also say that in the next hour, you can ask about Oreo, but we are doing something called Ask the Show. We're going to have people call in, or you can do it on social media. You can check out the YouTube stream at The Mark Reardon Show. And if you want to submit a question for Sue, for Abby, for Fred, or for me.
Yeah, anybody.
We're going to tackle those questions in the next hour. So here's President Trump on his trial in New York. He said this earlier today.
This is a trial that should have never been brought. It's a trial that is being looked upon, looked at all over the world, they're calling. They're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago.
Now, they started jury selection yesterday. A lot of jurors in the pool, they've already got a few.
So it's going to be a really difficult process. The fact that they have three is promising so far. But they've got nine more seats to fill, and we'll see what that process is.
Will Scharf, one of President Trump's attorneys, former federal prosecutor, candidate for Missouri Attorney General, good friend of the show, is with us to talk about this. Hey, Will, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. Proud to be called a good friend of the show. I appreciate that.
Well, are you a little surprised that they've already picked three jurors or not?
You know, it's an interesting process. Obviously, some jurors making it through that initial screening doesn't mean that they're going to end up being on the 12 or among the 12 who end up being seated. We saw a ton of jurors essentially pull themselves out of contention first thing yesterday. I think we're going to see more than that. I think actually seating a jury in this case is going to be very, very difficult. But yeah, I'm sure somewhere in crazy New York, there are some decent people who are willing to be fair. And the hope is to seat a jury full of them.
I tend to be the type of person who calls them like I see them. And that would mean that if there was something here, I certainly would call it out and say, look, this is a guy that deserves to be tried for this. But this is just, well, this is so ridiculous. It really is. And if you take a little time to just know a few nuggets about this case, you'd say, why the hell is this going to trial, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, the media has breathlessly covered this as a hush money trial, which is a total misnomer. This is not a hush money trial. This is a business records trial. In order for President Trump to be convicted, they have to prove first that President Trump ordered business records to be made. These payments to Michael Cohen that were recorded as legal retainer fees. Now, it's important to note this was in 2017. The business records were being made in Trump Tower in New York. President Trump was running the country from the Oval Office in Washington. So actually proving that President Trump had anything to do with these business records at all is not open and shut. And we believe that, in fact, he didn't really have anything to do with them. Second, they have to prove that those business records were inaccurate. And now you tell me if recording payments to one of President Trump's lawyers as legal retainer payments constitutes business records fraud under New York law or just based on common sense. And then lastly, they have to prove that those records were recorded with the intent to cover up another crime. They have to show essentially that these payments were actually illegal campaign contributions, even though federal election law makes it very, very clear that these were not actually election expenditures. So three independent reasons why this case should fall apart factually and legally the second it hits the jury. And we're hoping that that is borne out by the end of this trial.
Will Scharf is back with us this afternoon. Let me kind of focus in on that, you know, the illegal contributions in that particular claim, because the president, former president himself, has addressed this. I've heard you address this. But there are, and I don't know, you can break this down, Will, effectively, because you are the lawyer, but there's an allowance for campaign contributions in the way that they're used. And this is kind of they're trying to draw him into something that really doesn't exist or hasn't existed in other circumstances, right?
Yeah, a case like this has never been charged in the history of New York law, in the history of the courts anywhere. The Federal Election Commission passed on bringing a related claim against President Trump and his campaign based on the same sequence of facts. The Biden Department of Justice passed on prosecuting it. Cyrus Vance, the previous New York DA, passed on prosecuting it. Alvin Bragg even passed on prosecuting this case, which again relates to conduct in 2016 and 2017 until it became clear that President Trump was actually running for president. And then they rushed it into a grand jury and got their indictment out. So this is on the shakiest of legal and factual ground. And I mean, when President Trump says that this case should have never been brought, he is 100% right. This is purely a political endeavor. This is a political prosecution. This is an effort to interfere in the 2024 election. And in that respect, they've been successful. President Trump's going to have to spend probably 6 weeks sitting in a New York courtroom instead of taking his message to the American people. It's outrageous.
What a waste of time. Does he have to be what is the parameter of the gag order? Does he have to be a little careful here with this judge or not?
You know, and the gag order is blatantly unconstitutional. We've made that case a number of times now because this isn't our first gag order. This is the first time in American history that a gag order has been upheld against a candidate for political office, much less a candidate for the presidency. I've done a number of TV interviews in the last couple of days where, you know, for example, they ask me about the different potential witnesses here, and I'm not allowed to say anything about their potential testimony, even though some of these witnesses are on TV every night or recording podcasts or saying terrible, untrue things about President Trump. So the fact that it's a unilateral gag order that applies only to our team really speaks to the unfairness of the whole thing. And again, I mean, when we talk about election interference, this is what we're talking about. It's the inability of the courts, of the media, to understand that what's going on here is a concerted effort to interfere with President Trump's ability to run for office. And it's just wrong.
So there's a lot of risk when a defendant might take the stand in his own defense. I've heard people say there's no way in hell that the former president's going to take the stand here. Any thoughts on that possibility, Will?
Look, you know, that's going to be a decision for President Trump and for the trial team based on how trial goes. As I've said repeatedly, he'll be a compelling witness here because the facts are on his side and the truth is on his side. I don't think his testimony, I mean, based on what else happens at trial, it may just not be necessary for him to take the stand. But that's something we'll see play out in court in New York. And you know, the idea that that it would be that his testimony would be bad or potentially harmful to himself. I mean, if you actually understand the facts of this case, they're totally exonerating of President Trump. And it just underlines how this case should have never been brought in the first place.
It does have the potential to be mildly entertaining with Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen and the guy from the National Enquirer. But we won't. There's no cameras in this one, right? Or are there?
There are no cameras in the courtroom. That's based on New York law. But the gallery is packed with press. You have sort of breathless coverage of this wall to wall. I was in New York yesterday helping out with the trial team getting things started here. And the number of TV trucks outside the courthouse, it was like a TV truck convention. I mean, it was like nothing I've ever seen before. That obviously impacts our ability to seat an impartial jury just because of the pervasive press coverage of this whole thing. And the press is going to continue breathlessly covering every little thing. They're going to get a lot of it wrong because I think they truly don't understand the facts and the law applicable to this case. And it's just sad that that's what the focus is on instead of being on the profound failures of the Biden administration to run this country. I mean, we have World War III breaking out in the Middle East. We have runaway inflation. The border is a mess. We have illegal immigrants streaming into the country by millions. And yet all they seem to want to talk about is these business records entries from 2017 that are really just irrelevant to everybody other than the mainstream media and the radical woke left who are hell-bent on getting Trump.
I'm just going to go back to it's a complete and total waste of time and resources, and I cannot believe they're putting all this effort in. And by the way, Will, and you know these numbers, but there was a great tweet that I retweeted, and Elon Musk had actually picked this up. 7.2 million, that's how many illegals have entered the United States under the Biden administration, more than the population of 36 states. And Elon weighed in on X and said more than the population of 36 states in just over 3 years. I'm very much in favor of legal immigration. Being an immigrant myself, but allowing a flood of millions of unvetted people to enter the United States is illegally, he says, is insane. It is insane. It's absolutely insane. And by the way, I think 85% of the country realizes that at this point.
Yeah, this is the number one issue for so many voters. There was actually a news story yesterday out saying that one of the nonprofits that's helping coordinate these illegal entries is handing out flybills and putting up posters in Mexico telling illegal immigrants that they need to vote for Biden
in order to keep
the border open. I mean, that's how crazy things are, that, you know, you're going to have illegals voting in this election. It's going to be a huge problem. It's going to continue becoming a bigger problem unless we tackle this issue, unless we secure the border and investigate and prosecute the people responsible for all of this.
Awesome stuff. Will Scharf, always great here on 97.1 FM Talk. I appreciate it. You have a great week.
Appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Take care. And we'll continue, obviously, to cover that particular story. A few things I want to sneak in here. We have Lincoln Huff, who's coming up. He's a state senator. He is talking about the federal reimbursement allowance, which it's a little inside baseball. It's FRA, but that's why we spend so much money here in the state of Missouri on Medicaid. So we'll get into that here in a couple of minutes. A few stories that I've highlighted on X earlier today. There was a guy that was found dead last night inside a Tower Grove South home after a standoff and shootout with police. They were called to Hartford and Bent Avenue. 55-year-old Elizabeth Coletta was shot dead on the porch, and Walter Young inside the home. Right. After a standoff, he began shooting at police. He returned fire. My position on this would be, I think that this guy just needs a social worker. He needed a hug. And I don't even know why, you know, police showed up at that particular location. Then you have this. I don't know if you heard about this. Prosecutors have charged a woman from East St. Louis after her 8-year-old child was driving her car the wrong way downtown while she was unconscious in the back seat with her 3-year-old, who was not in a car seat. How about this story? LaTanya Mays Gale, 28, facing 2 counts of endangering the welfare of child after police say she told her 8-year-old to drive the car because she couldn't.
Oh, man, my goodness.
Like, my daughter can drive a little go-kart, and she might be able to figure out a few things about the car, but I don't know if the kid, how would you be tall enough, right?
Right?
Yeah.
8?
8 years old. They found him at Walnut and 4th Street, and the child was driving west in the eastbound lane. That's always good, too, right? Unbelievable. And then there's this. Isn't St. Louis University a Catholic? Is it a Jesuit university?
I believe so.
Right. You know who they're inviting to be at SLU?
No.
A biological male who likes to mock women and did an ill-fated campaign for Bud Light. Yeah, Dylan Mulvaney will speak on Monday at St. Louis University. Well, why? What's the value of Dylan Mulvaney coming to St. Louis University? It makes no sense whatsoever. It really doesn't. And of course, St. Louis University in Washington, they'd be the same people that would cancel. I was actually texting a friend of mine in Cleveland today. He has a son who goes to Kent State University. And at Kent State this very evening, Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be there. And you know his story from Kenosha, Wisconsin. And that's somewhat controversial. He's going to be, my friend actually had sent a message earlier in the day to his son saying, hey, be careful because there's a lot of protesters out there. But in this particular case, you think there'll be any protesters? Probably not, because all the woke students are going to want to go to this particular...
I'm sure that's why he's coming in.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I suppose so. But it's just, you know, again, let me kind of take it back to, this is a Jesuit university. The headline in the Post-Dispatch, I don't know if you saw this, said transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney to speak at St. Louis University. So I had an alternative for that one, just in case
it
was more accurate. Yeah. Fraud who likes to mock what it's really like to be a woman is embarrassingly invited to St. Louis University. And I think that's a hell of a lot more accurate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Do a little fun little experiment this afternoon called Ask the Show. It's not too complicated. If you're watching the live stream on the X, formerly Twitter, or YouTube, you can submit a question that way. You can ask Fred, the Hall of Famer, Abby, or Sue, or me, any question within reason.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can veto the questions. We're going to take some calls. We don't often do that, so that's a little risky. But we'll do that after Sue's news this afternoon. So just something we're going to try that's a little new. It absolutely allows me to do less show prep, which I appreciate. So if I can work less on any given week, that's a victory, ladies and gentlemen. We have Aerosmith tickets to give away week as well. Yeah, all of a sudden, the Mark Reardon Show got included in a 97.1 FM Talk contest.
It might be because of whining on your part. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, you might have nailed something there, Sue, for sure. But we did get in on this one, and I'm a fan of Steven Tyler and the boys, and they're coming back in October. And if you're caller number 2003, no, let's just do make it easy on Abby because she's going to take some questions. Call number 3 at 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. You are a winner. We are loaded up with guests and topics today. Outside of Ask the Show and Sue's News coming up, we'll have Kurt Schaefer. Kurt's a guy I go way back to the dorm at Hillcrest Hall campus of Stevens College, which we were in a dorm that was an overflow dorm, and I've known him since 1983. He is a former state senator. He's a lawyer in Columbia, but he's running for the 3rd Congressional District seat being vacated by Blaine Lukemeyer. Blaine has actually endorsed Kurt. He ran for Attorney General a few years ago, so he's coming up. We got Kenny Wallace in a crazy story that Kenny shared online today. This guy who literally walks into his house. It was bizarre. And then Dan O'Neill will also be with us. He, for many years, covered the Cardinals and other sports at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's got some good Whitey stuff to share. As Whitey Herzog passed away at the age of 92. Right now, we have State Senator Lincoln Huff. He's down in the Springfield area. I think he's running for something statewide, like Lieutenant Governor as well. He wanted to give us an update on the, it's called FRA, the Federal Reimbursement Allowance Program. Sue, we talked about it on the roundtable on Friday when Jane and the gang were in here. Senator Lincoln Huff, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Mark. Good to be with you again. Always appreciate the opportunity.
This is one of those.
I was hoping that I was caller number 3. I thought I was. Hey, look at that. You
were close. You could have faked us out on that one for sure. I've described this FRA issue, and I always depend on some of you lawmaker types to maybe break this down in a way that's easily understandable, because this can be a little inside baseball, but there are huge financial implications for the taxpayers with this FRA, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, the very short nuts and bolts of this is, and it's not some real sexy issue, right, that a lot of people want to put out on political postcards and say, look what we did. We moved to sunset, and now we have this federal reimbursement allowance for X number of more years. But the short version of it is, Mark, it's $4.5 billion worth of Medicaid spending in our budget. Okay. $4.5 billion. It makes up a third of the Medicaid budget in this state. It is a voluntary tax that is paid by hospitals, nursing homes, pharmacies, that you could describe it as they pay this money into a pool, and then we draw down federal dollars at a rate of almost 3.5, almost 4 to 1, right? So they put up about $1 billion. We pull down $3.5 billion worth of Medicaid funding.
So how often, because this comes up from time to time, and I don't remember how often it comes up, but I know that you had a situation where it didn't get done during a legislative session. The governor had to call people back into Jeff City. So how, right. I guess the two-part question, how often do you have to do this, and then is it going to get done this year?
Yeah. So I'll answer the first or the last part first and then do the first part. It's going to get done, Mark. I'm 100% confident of that. I'm actually in my office in Jeff City right now working on crafting the state's budget and kind of going through what the House did. I mean, they amended it over 100 times on the floor. So we're working through all of that. But we will get this FRA renewal done. The first part of your question, how often do we do it, is it's directed by how long we kind of extend that sunset of the program. So if you'll remember about 2.5, what you're referring to, when we didn't get it done during special session, we came back almost immediately into a special session. The governor calls us in.
Yes.
Nobody wants a $4.5 billion hole in the budget. So we have to get this done. We put a 3-year sunset on this, meaning it would expire or be up for renewal or reconsideration in 3 years. So that's what puts us where we are today, right? It'll expire in September of this year if we don't renew it. So we've got to get it taken care of, and I'm confident that we will.
So what are the – this is where it gets a little tough in the inside baseball stuff, but what are the competing versions of a bill like this that – you know, have it on hold to a certain extent?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the biggest conversation has been about Medicaid reimbursement to Planned Parenthood facilities around this state. And I think even the last time I was on your show, we talked about this just a little bit. And I said, look, I don't want any tax dollars being reimbursed, being, you know, given to a provider that I philosophically do not agree with some of what they're doing. Right now, abortion is illegal in Missouri. OK, and since I have been the Senate Appropriations Chair, we have not reimbursed $1 to a Planned Parenthood provider in this state. And you can give credit to the Parson administration because, yeah, inside baseball. But his administration actually changed a rule on what qualifies a provider to be reimbursed by Medicaid. Now, of course, get a few attorneys involved and we're going to go to court and all that. And I think the attorney general right now is even appealing a recent verdict in that court case. But we haven't been providing any state dollars to those Planned Parenthood facilities. And Mark, last week we passed a bill on the Senate floor to put in statute that we would not reimburse, you know, with state tax dollars to Planned Parenthood. So we've done it statutorily. The Parson administration has done it through the rulemaking process. And now we've got folks that want to attach that same language to this FRA. And my only consideration here is when I'm building a budget, I have to know how much money I'm working with. And when you put a $4.5 billion program in jeopardy, because look, don't you think the Biden administration would love to make an example out of a deep red state like Missouri? If we did something and attached some language to it, they'd say, you know what? We're going to reevaluate this contract that you have with CMS on this FRA. And I don't think we're going to quite match you $3.5 or $4 to everyone. How about 1 to 1? And then all of a sudden we've got a $2 billion hole, right? I mean, it's just,
yeah, the math, you just can't do the math that way. No. So that's why, in other words, it's beneficial for you to get this done, you know, when it comes to the whole budget process before a special session.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks for the update. Keep us posted.
Anytime.
It does get a little confusing, but State Senator Lincoln Huff, I appreciate it.
Anytime, Mark. Keep
all
in
right.
touch.
Take care. Of course, he is, as we mentioned, running for Lieutenant Governor of Missouri as well. We're going to take a break. We'll have a bit of an update here at 4:07 on some stuff. And then Sue's News. And after that, a brand new feature on this show, which could fail miserably.
We always take
a chance. But no, we're going to do a little thing called Ask the Show. We'll take some callers. We'll have people weigh in on the socials as well if you want to ask. I think personally this is going to be much more interesting if the questions are directed toward you and Fred and Abby, not toward me.
I don't know why you say that.
Well, because you guys are, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this is because people come up, you know, to the great events we have, whether it's Kilmeade coming into town right around Christmas or the fish fries. And they have questions for you guys, and they're
That's fair.
I blab enough, and people know all my crap because I blab about it all the time. But look, I'll take questions. And as we've been saying, the questions will be vetted within reason, right,
Sue? Yes, certainly true.
But if you do have a question, you can submit it right now, and Abby's going to kind of collate some of these, and we'll get to them after Sue's News. It's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.